Dear citizens of the Russian Federation, the veterans, the dear guests, comrades, soldiers and naval sailors, sergeants and ensigns, midshipmen, officers, generals and admirals, I congratulate you on the 80th anniversary of the victory in the Great Patriotic War. Today, we're all united by feelings of joy and grief, pride and gratitude, bowing deep to the generation that crushed Nazism, paying the price of millions of lives for the freedom and peace for entire humankind. We faithfully preserve the memory of those historic, triumphant events, and as heirs to winners, we celebrate the holiday of the 9th of May as the biggest for our country, for the whole nation, for every family, for every one of us. Our fathers, our grandfathers and great-grandfathers saved our motherland, and call upon us to defend our homeland and be strong in defending our national interests, our thousand-year-long history, culture, and traditional values. Everything that we hold dear, everything that we hold sacred, we remember the lessons of World War II, and we will never agree with disrupting its history, with attempts at justifying the perpetrators. Our duty is to defend the honor of soldiers and officers of the Red Army and their great feat done by representatives of different nationalities that will forever remain in world history as Russian soldiers. Russia has been and will be a barrier in the way of Nazism, Russophobia, anti-Semitism. Russia will continue to fight atrocities perpetrated by followers of those destructive ideas. Truth and justice are on our side. The entire country, the whole society, the whole nation support the participants of the special military operation. We are proud of their bravery, the strength of spirit that has always brought us nothing but victory. Dear friends, the Soviet Union took the brunt of the fierce blows of the enemy. Millions of people who had known only peaceful labor took up arms and stood strong on all the heights and all the borders, determining the outcome of the entire World War II with their undisputed victories in the biggest battles under Moscow and Stalingrad at the Bulge of Kursk. The courage of defendants of Belarus, who were the first to meet the enemy, defendants of the Brest Fortress and Mogilev, Odessa and Sevastopol, Murmansk, Tula, Smolensk, the heroism of the people of besieged Leningrad, the courage of those who fought on battle lines in partisan units and in the underground, the courage of those who under enemy fire evacuated factories and worked in the rear, the plans of the Nazis to conquer the Soviet Union met the resilience of the country and the heroism of the people. All the republics bore the burden of the war. The contribution of the people of the Central Asia and Transcaucasian region, sending echelons of everything the front lines might need. They housed hospitals where hundreds of thousands of evacuated people found shelter, and locals shared their bread and their roofs, their houses with them. We honor every veteran of World War II. We bow deeply to the memory of those who gave their lives for victory, to the memories of the sons and daughters, fathers, mothers, grandfathers and great-grandfathers, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, families and friends. We bow our heads to our fallen comrades who died in the battle for Russia. I announce a minute of silence. Dear friends, in the fiery orbit of World War II drew almost 80% of the population of the planet, a complete defeat of the Nazi Germany, the militarist Japan, and their satellites all across the world was achieved through joint efforts of the United Nations. We will forever remember that the opening of the Second Front in Europe after the decisive battles on the territory of the Soviet Union brought the victory closer. We highly appreciate the contribution made to the common victory by soldiers of the Allied armies, participants of the resistance, the courageous people of China, everybody who fought in the name of a peaceful future. Dear friends, we will forever look at our veterans, take example in their sincere love to motherland, their determination to defend their home, the values of humanity and justice. These traditions, this great legacy, will be given the most important place in our heart, and we will pass this on to future generations. We will forever rely on our unity in military and peaceful labor, in achieving strategic goals, in achieving goals in the name of Russia, its magnificence and well-being. Glory to the winning people. Congratulations on the great victory day.